up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
We're fucking back, baby. What the fuck is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father. For another episode of Call Her Daddy. Hello, everyone. How the fuck are you doing today? I'm in a great fucking mood because my asshole, literally, is about to be in Hawaii, okay? And I'm trying to rub it in. Yes, I'm going to Hawaii. So you will be seeing literally the inside of my asshole because I'm starting an OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding. But I will be posting pictures of my asshole on my Instagram. So if you guys want to partake and, wank it, I'll be on my, okay. Anyways, I'm going to Hawaii with my boyfriend, which is going to be super fun. And tomorrow, although I'm leaving for my trip, there's a little something special, a little dollop of Daisy that I'm plopping onto your fucking underwear. It is going to be a mini fucking episode. So not only are you guys listening to me right now on Wednesday, but on Thursday this week, you're going to hear my voice again, okay? This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. Okay, real talk for a second, Daddy Gang. Sex is great. We know that, okay? But sex isn't always perfect. And if you have unprotected sex, you have the power to choose what's right for you in that moment. If not getting pregnant is the goal, Plan B emergency contraception is a great backup plan. Because listen, getting wild in the bedroom can be fun, but feeling out of control afterwards, not so fun. With Plan B, you can take control of your body and your future whenever you need a backup plan. It's important to remember to take Plan B as directed within 72 hours after unprotected sex, and keep in mind that the sooner you take it, the better it works. With Plan B, you've got this, and I've got you, Daddy Gang. With a special $10 coupon for your next Plan B, visit planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. That's planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday, but Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes, and smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come up to me and go, "Oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair?" So, Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you. So, this next guest is a fucking comedian. I laughed more interviewing her than I have since opening the goddamn dad pad. And bitches, I brought her along. We went to fucking France, baby. And let me tell you, you are not fucking ready for this guest's answers to your fucking questions of the motherfucking week. But let me tell you, she ready. Intra-fucking-ducing Daddy Gang, Tiffany Haddish.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2.
Check 1, 2. We're cruising down the freeway. Yes. It's 90 and sunny, and Tiffany Haddish is here.
Ticky, ticky, timbo. No, sorry, rimbo.
Oh, Pari,
Rari, Bucci, Pip, Perry, Pimbo.
Tiki tiki tembo, no so rembo.
Pararibuchi, pit pit tembo.
Fell into the well.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Are you cozy?
I'm fine.
Do you need anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
If I need something, you'll know.
Perfect. Are you guys ready? We're going to get into it. We're chilling.
She ready.
I'm ready. Let's go. Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany fucking Haddish.
That part.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you for being here. I'm honored to be sitting on this couch with you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be using that microphone forever for the rest of my career. I'm going to like take that and go podcast over there. So if you want to like cough into it a little.
Is that good for
I'm like, perfect. I will be podcasting with that for the rest of my career. Tiffany is one of the most successful comedians, actress in many things. Girls Trip was a huge success. Multiple comedy specials. Hosted SNL. You won an Emmy also for hosting. Mm-hmm. You won a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like what the fuck? For your Netflix comedy special, Black Mitzvah, and you wrote a book, The Last Black Unicorn.
That was nominated for a Grammy.
Like, just stop. I'm like, and I have a podcast.
And I'm not going to stop.
Okay, exactly. And
you're
going to
do more than just a podcast,
Thank you.
I mean,
thank
what's the big goal for you? What's the big dream? Dream out loud right now.
Okay, it's crazy because I always thought I wanted to do live shit. And I was in Chicago visiting my friend. And I was hammered at a bar. In the moment, there was a stage. And some country singer was about to go up. And I had my liquid courage. I'm like, should I, like, go up on that stage and like introduce him? I go up there, Tiffany, I'm hammered, and I like felt adrenaline, and I was like, maybe I could do this one day. And so I have so much respect for everyone that does it, though, because I don't know if I was not hammered, could I have done that? Like, it's fucking nerve-wracking.
You could do it.
You think?
If you can do it sitting right here, you can do it. You just have to get over all the eyes on you. Now, I love being on stage. I feel like it's the safest place for me.
In the pandemic, you probably were like, were you like itching for it to get back?
Oh, I was like a crackhead. I'm a crackhead for the stage. Love. I'm a crackhead. Like, I need to hear the laughter. I need it, right? So I'm in my backyard doing comedy shows for my plants. Well, really, I was doing it for my neighbors because they could hear me talking to the plants.
Right.
Like,
right.
I need to be having this movement.
You're like
movement.
Hoping you hear a giggle. You're like, was that funny?
When the wind would blow, they would move.
And you're like, we got
know,
a
the
vibe.
The rosemary's like this. I'm like, I'm killing it right now.
Like, we're on like, the, yes.
I'm making the universe laugh. And I called it plant-based comedy. And then if nothing was moving, I would rip it up out the ground like, oh, you want to be a hater? You trying to heckle me?
I'm going to plant some new shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because you remember like the first time you ever went on stage?
Yes.
What was that experience like?
It was beautiful. When I was in fifth grade, we had to do a paper on a politician. Okay, so mind you, I could not read that good, okay? Could not read. I went ahead and did a paper on Maxine Waters, and I thought she was the very first African-American to be in politics. Well, that's not true, but that's what I thought.
Right.
First black woman. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a paper on her. What I basically did is I got the newspaper, found an article on her. I copied everything. Any words that was more than like five or six letters, then I would get the thesaurus and I would look for that word and then get a smaller word out of there to put it in. Even though I don't know what the fuck the word is. And so I had got like a high score on the thing, and the teacher submitted those essays for a competition. And the people that won a competition got to go on stage read their essay in front of that politician if they was able to get them. Boom, Maxine Waters is there. I can't read.
What did you do?
So I go up there. I don't even read the thing. I say, well, I'm very uncomfortable right now. Hello, can y'all hear me? And everybody started laughing. I said, hello, Maxine Waters. I think that you are very amazing. I wrote this for you. You can read it. This is uncomfortable right now. The kids start laughing. So then I was getting amped up. Like, I was like, and Miss Maxine Waters, your hair is amazing. And it's so cool that you able to be in Congress and Senate, and you get to meet presidents, and you get to do stuff for the community. And it goes a long way, and we appreciate you. And maybe one day I could do stuff too. All the kids is like,
sixth grade, Tiffany. You're like,
Tiffany.
And you crushed it.
She says, thank you very much. She's like, you have a lot of personality. I expect big things from you one day. And I was like, yeah. Wow. And I hurried up and sat down. They was like, you didn't even read your paper. You were supposed to read your paper. You didn't read your paper. But I knew. My ass couldn't read, and I don't even know what the fuck is in that damn paper. I didn't even know what she was like a council member or something at the time. I'm over here like singing it in Congress. Like I was all over the place.
Okay, but you went up on stage and you fucking crushed. You're from Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
And your experience growing up there inspired the idea for your foundation, She Ready.
Oh, yeah. So the She Ready Foundation is an organization that I started a few years back because I grew up in foster care and I was moving around from house to house. And what happens a lot of times with foster kids is when you're moved, you don't have a suitcase or anything yet. They put all your clothes in trash bags, which kind of subconsciously makes you feel like garbage. It's just like you're just being moved around like garbage, like your clothes are in these trash bags and you're just getting moved. So then you kind of had that mentality. And so I remember the day somebody gave me a suitcase and it changed my whole perspective of myself. I felt like I was a traveler, like I'm a visitor as opposed to garbage being brought here and taken out. I'm on an adventure. I'm on a journey. Yeah. Like I'm a person. I'm an actual person. And so when I got, as at that time, I said, if I ever get any kind of power, I'm going to try to make sure kids don't feel like this. Now, yeah. Kids don't feel like garbage. They need to feel like they're on a journey. I mean, that's what life is, right? You're on this journey of experiences. But if you're getting treated poorly and passed around and made to feel like you don't belong somewhere, then life doesn't pan out that great.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's like a lot of mental shit, and a lot of them end up in jail or in toxic, bad relationships because yeah. They don't have the proper guidance and foundation. So I started my foundation, and we've been giving out suitcases now for the past like four and a half years. Oh, damn. Citibank is calling me.
Citibank, give us a minute. Why do you think they're calling you?
Because they're on your shit. Wire transfer. Oh, trying to buy a house.
Do you want to take it?
I kind of do.
Wait, take it.
Okay.
We can come take it.
It's too late.
Do you want to call them back?
I kind of do.
Call them back.
Okay.
I'm pause.
Pause.
Call
pause.
Citibank. Pause. Guys, we're taking a brief intermission.
Please. Tiffany's trying to buy a house with her family. Tiffany's so pause.
Did we buy the house?
Done.
Oh!
At the down payments in the escrow.
I've never had someone on my show that just casually does a wire transfer and buys a house and then just pops back on. It's like, so what's up?
Bang.
So, okay. So I have been creepily like stalking you on the internet. You're like, what?
No, go ahead.
You're like, fuck, who am I sitting down with? But I kind of want to talk a little bit about the start of your career because my career started in the most like professional way. Like I started talking about sucking dick and it really, that's like where the podcast started and it was beautiful. Like I was helping the masses. Do you know what I mean? And then now I'm talking about like mental health. So it's like really taking an interesting trajectory.
Well, sucking dick and mental health go together.
Thank you,
they
Tiffany.
They go together. I know this for a fact.
They have a correlation.
Oh, yeah.
Trust and believe. Yeah. So my trajectory has been very interesting so far, and so has yours. I remember researching, and it was like, didn't you get sort of into like comedy and the arts because of a boy?
In junior high school, there was this boy that I had a crush on, and I was going to a predominantly Caucasian, predominantly white junior high school. I was like 3% black. And the one black boy I had a crush on was in drama. And so I was like, oh, I need to get into drama. Because then if I'm in there and he's in there and we're the only black kids in there, the teacher's going to have to put us together and we're going to have to kiss.
Exactly. And then this guy joins the football team, which led you to being the mascot.
Yeah, I was a conquistador.
Wait, what?
I was a conquistador, a Spanish soldier. I was the freaking conquistador of all the football games, and I had it popping, and the numbers went up as the more I became, you know, the more I was there, the more people
really
would come.
The ultimate hype woman.
But I was super hype. The games were super fun, and then the football team was winning. They was doing good. I would be like picking up the megaphone. I'd be like, Elko, what? And everybody be like, me no, Elko, what? Me no, who no? We no, baby. So, anyways, I quit being a mascot because all my friends had boyfriends. Everybody had, and I was like, I want a freaking boyfriend. So I had quit, and like three games had went by. They was losing, attendance was falling off. People kept asking me, Tiffany, when you coming back? Where are you not mascotting? I was like, no, I'm not mascotting because I want a boyfriend. Like I need a boyfriend. Like, so I'm cool on mascotting. And then the dean calls me into his office. He's like, what's it going to take to get you back on the field? And I was like, a boyfriend. He was like, I can't give you no boyfriend.
You looked at your dean and said a boyfriend.
A boyfriend. I respect. A boyfriend. They're like, I'm being honest. Like, give me a man.
And I'll give me a man and I'll get back in the suit.
Yeah. And so he's like, I can't do that. And so he was like, well, how much would it take? Because I was telling him, you know, I spend my money on getting the candy, which I wasn't spending money on getting the candy. Right. And I was like, I'm spending money on this. And I could need to be able to get my hair done and my nails done so I can get a boyfriend. And so he was like, okay, well, how much does that cost? And we'll kind of come, but how much does it, we'll just say, how much does the candy cost? Like, so we were going negotiating right. back and forth.
Like the hair, the nails. He's like, just the candy, but like, and hair, like the nails.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, $100. And so we going back and forth, negotiate, we get down to $50 and then bam, mascot.
Is that legal in high school to pay the fucking mascot?
No, it was not. But you, like, but I had received, it was for the candy.
Right, it was right? for the candy. For and the hair candy. And the makeup and the nails. But it was for the candy.
It's for the candy.
And did you get
and I would bring the receipts for the candy oh, right. that you know, because my homegirl worked at the 99 cent store, so I got all the candy for free right. anyways. And then she gave me a receipt book. So I made the receipts. Bam. Here the receipt. They give me my $50.
Did the numbers go back up once you returned?
Yes.
Dude, you're literally the ultimate hype woman. Didn't you get it in trouble in high school?
A lot.
And you got sent to?
The dean's office. And then they would call my social worker up to the school. And then the social worker's like, okay, you got two choices this summer. You can go to Laugh Factory Comedy Camp or you can go to psychiatric therapy. I definitely didn't want to choose the therapy because I'm like, my mom was going through therapy. She was on drugs. She would be drooling. She was like, she was not present. And I'm like, if I go to therapy, they might give me drugs and I'm be messed up, right?
Got it.
So I was like, I'll take the comedy camp. It taught me when to be funny, when not to be funny, how to construct a joke, like how to take something that's really serious and kind of dark and make it funny.
Yeah.
And it was the first time a man told me that I was smart and I didn't, or beautiful, and I didn't feel like something bad was gonna happen.
We don't have to fully talk about relationship. I don't want to like talk about your relationship and dating, but I give a lot of advice on, unless you want to talk about it. I'm not like, don't even fucking dare talk about your life. And I literally said that as if I'm like, Tiffany, if you.
She's jealous that I got a man. She don't want me talking about my man because she's jealous.
I'm literally like,
I mean, are you in a relationship?
I am.
Okay. How long have you been in your relationship?
Officially a year now.
Okay. So you this is a pandemic relationship.
It's so psychotic because I like don't know how to date outside of the pandemic with him yet. So we've had like a couple tiffs.
Oh.
Life is like.
So you guys have tiffs because you guys aren't going out in public, or you went out in public and you didn't like the way he was carrying himself?
It's more like I went on a girls trip for the first time and like we've literally been up each other's assholes for a year. Mm-hmm. And now it's like I'm going to New York for a girls trip. And it's like, what? So it's like we're definitely like figuring things out.
Oh, so you're having like separation anxiety and all this
stuff?
Yeah,
like not me. I'm very independent. Not me, Tiffany. Him. Never me. No, but he's like, it's interesting. It's just interesting.
But he probably hears you say some things and then he's like, you're going on a girls trip. Are you guys going to go fuck a bunch of guys?
Yes. Like, and like definitely with the nature of my show and like how I told you about the sucking dick thing, like comedy. But like, he's like, but is it real life? Like, it's definitely an adjustment. Mm-hmm. Back to you and your relationship. Mm-hmm. Look how you flipped that on me.
I ain't flipping on you. I'm just trying to figure out where your mind is at, so I can know where to talk with you. What level are we on?
No, we
I've dealt with that kind of crazy. That's a little insecure right there, a little insecurity.
Insecurity. You know,
you might want to be careful because that might be a motherfucker who can't handle your success. Oh. I'm just saying. Motherfucker try to push you down. Don't want you being, next thing you know, you ain't got no friends. Where are my friends? He wants you right up in under him.
Literally, he wants his rib.
He wants you up in his armpit right here.
Are you my therapist?
In your rib. In that rib. Because he be like, you came from my rib. You know when men be telling you rib, you came from my rib. Yes. You my rib bone.
I'm like, I'll be fine.
Right here.
Yeah. And like, then you're like, I'll be okay without you.
Yeah, so maybe he might be insecure. I don't even know.
You're my therapist.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I've been to enough therapy.
Are you in or have
Hell
been?
Hell yes, I'm in. Like, I tried to avoid it and then ended up all the way up in it.
It literally changes your life.
Yeah. It make you address some things that you've been trying to maybe oppress and then it make evaporate.
Yeah. And then you're like, and then finally you're like, okay, let's just address it.
You just got to pull it up by the root.
Yes. And then your life gets better.
Sometimes. It's like puberty.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes. You think you want it, then you get it. And then in the middle of it, you're like,
this is the worst shit in the fucking world. Yes. My titties hurt. Yes. My fucking face hurts. Everything hurts. And then one day you look in the mirror and you go, I'm a girl.
Yeah, I'm beautiful.
I have hips.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. But like the transformation to get there.
It's painful.
Yes.
It's painful.
Okay, wait. So you're I'm so sorry I started that. I'm like, you don't need to talk about your relationship. You're like, all right, bitch, I actually wanted to. I'm like,
No, you don't know. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Depends on what the question is. But well, I just want to make sure I'm not talking about my relationship and you don't have one. Then you start acting jealous and stuff. You know how females get.
Oh, and I'm judging you.
Oh, you ain't, So I was trying to figure out.
Really, Tiffany, you should break up with him. You're like, do you have a relationship? And she's like, no.
I've never been in one, but.
You're like, well,
so you got to check.
So how long have you been in your relationship?
I've been in my relationship now for a year and a few months.
Okay, so we're like kind of on the same track here.
Yeah, but I've known him for like 3 years.
Oh, dope. Okay. Oh, that's good. Catching a cheater, he's cheating on you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, what?
No, I'm like, let's go.
Dude, there's something in my veins that I'm like, it's my favorite pastime to like try to catch someone being sketchy. I'm like Inspector Gadget ready to go.
That's a female thing.
It is.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I don't want it to change at all.
You would probably be an excellent detective. Most women are better at being detectives than men.
I think it's a good trait. Actually, have you ever cheated on a boyfriend?
Well, it depends. Not really. Once I found out he was cheating, then I went ahead, somebody do something for me. You know what I'm saying? Then I went and told him that I let someone, I was on that tit for tat. We was basically not together, but I was still kind of fucking him. So it was like kind of, but you know how it's hard to detach from the dick. You're like, I need to let that dick go. That dick is not good for me. But you're like, one more time on that dick. Okay, right. Two more times on that dick. And it's like, it's kind of like, dang, okay, I'm still associated with the dick. Right. But we're not in a relationship, but I'm still coming by and sitting on your dick like every once in a while. And I'm gonna just kind of rub it in your face that I let somebody like eat me out or finger bang me or something like that. But we're not together, but it's like, so technically I've never cheated, but... I have continued to sit on dicks that I probably shouldn't have been sitting on.
I think it's so beautiful that you can articulate. That's beautiful. The genuine honesty from you and understanding that, like, he pushed you to that point, Tiffany. He pushed you.
Did he push me? I don't know. Well, was that dude really rich and I was like, fuck it. He's going to get the sugar out of my gas tank that this motherfucker put in my gas tank. So I'm going to go ahead and let him finger bang me and eat me out. And he going to give me the money to get the sugar out the gas tank that motherfucker put in my gas tank because he mad at me for stealing his bitch. But whatever.
I think the just self-awareness is there, and that's all that matters. When you shit, if no one knows this story, Tiffany ate a lot of corn. You can tell it better than I can.
I'm going to hear how you tell it, but this is all, you can also hear me tell it verbatim in my book, Tiffany Haddish, The Last Black Unicorn. But go ahead.
TiffanyHaddish.com.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So Tiffany found out that her motherfucking boyfriend was cheating on her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And naturally, for dinner that night, she inhaled some corn,
mm-hmm.
opened his box of new Jordans,
mm-hmm, that he left at my house, mm-hmm.
squatted to the lowest of her ability,
right up on that booty, y'all, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and let it motherfucking rip out of her asshole, mm-hmm. and shit an entire thing of corn. And that's the beauty of corn. You can chew it as much as you want, but it's going to come out.
It's going to come out. It's coming out. So they will know it's human shit. Make it fall to the front of the shoe. Baby wipe. Make sure it looks pristine.
So you can't even see the corn now. It's literally at the front, like the very insole of it.
In the tippy toes.
In the tippy toes. And then he went to glide his foot into that goddamn Jordan that one glorious, glorious day.
So I was like, hey, let's go play basketball. You should put your new J's on. I had brought them back to his house, which was his mama's house. So I brought them. I said, you left these in my house. We should go play basketball. Put your new J's on. So he's like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, let's go. And then he put his foot in the shoe. And he was like, what the fuck is in my shoe? And he put his foot out and it was like doodle and corn all like. He was like, what the fuck? Oh my god, somebody shit in my shoe. And I was like, yeah, all the shit you put me through, now you walking in it, motherfucker, right? Because I feel like he shitting on my soul. And I took off running and he was like, I knew he wasn't gonna chase me because you're not gonna
soggy shit corn.
Run dookie through his mama house. But then like, so the girl that he was cheating on me with, I ended up like because he had her like stripping and doing porn. So I ended up taking her from him, and basically I became her agent and had her doing porn.
Agent is
and getting
a beautiful way to say it.
She was getting more money or whatever. So I ended up getting kind of involved in like the porn world, but I wasn't in porn, but I was providing the talents.
What was
for
that
the porn.
Like?
It was
short live, long live?
Very short live. I ended up beating her up and
Oh, wait, like physically?
Yeah, I ended up fucking snapping her ass out.
What was that?
And I called immigrations on her ass and tried to get her deported.
Stop. Wait, that is
and
like.
I might have fucked somebody in immigrations just to really make her life hell.
Tiffany's like, off record, I may have fucked someone at immigrations, but none of your fucking business. Keep it moving.
Yeah, I didn't put that part in the book. I felt like.
Do you, when you're in a relationship, like know your partner's passcode and everything?
I mean, not really. Not right now. Okay. I don't want to know.
Yeah. What?
I don't want to know.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's good. Like, I here's my thing. Like,
I don't know mine either. I'm not judging.
Like, I feel like this. If you feel like you need to know, then you probably don't need to be with that person.
I agree.
If you feel like you need to get in that telephone, then you need to not be with that person. Yeah. If you feel like you need to stalk him and follow him and just go see what he's liking on Instagram and who is he for, you don't need to be with that person. There's no trust there. And that is just, I don't have time. Yeah. I don't have time. So if some, and I'm a firm believer, if something is done in the dark, it will come to the light.
Yeah.
And when I'm supposed to know, I'll know. And I'm way more mature now. When I was in my 20s, I was all about that revenge life. I was all about, like, use my pussy as a power to fuck some shit up. And that was bad on me. That took a big toll on my soul and my spirit. And wasted a lot of time, a lot of valuable time that I could have been using towards my craft, towards, like, you know, just getting more informed, becoming wiser. The time that I spent, you know, trying to pimp his girlfriend and pimp these other dudes that I was doing, agent these other dudes and whatever else the fuck I was like trying to do to make him feel however, I could have been learning more about finances and been richer sooner, you know? I could have been doing my research on how to like boost up my credit and make sure I'm never homeless again, right? I ended up being homeless again after that. Like, I was so focused on hurting this person because they hurt me that it hurt me more, if that makes sense.
That makes absolute sense.
So, like, what I've learned over the years is, like, when someone hurts you, it's probably because they are already fucked up.
Yeah.
So, remove yourself from that hurt, right? Because that's going to hurt them 10,000 times more. In any relationship, someone hurts you, you let them know that they hurt you, and they don't apologize or they continue or they make excuses or whatever, and they are going to continue to hurt you. Yeah. So you must remove yourself from that situation. That's going to fuck them up. And
ten
then you
times more.
And then you pray on it. And what I've learned is when I pray, like I'm not built to get revenge. I'm bad at getting revenge. It's not for me to get. It's for God to get, right? That's what every religion says, let God handle the Bible. So that's for God to get. So I pray for them and they usually end up in jail or their life turns to shit. And God always makes sure I find out about it.
But I will say it's hard because being in our line of work, sometimes those moments really help for some good content. And
they
so
do.
You have to look at it positive, negative. I completely agree as we grow. Like, I'm like, I would never fucking spend the energy.
Yeah, write about that and then get on to what's going to keep me prosperous and successful. Some of my favorite things to do is to say yes to a job, right?
Right.
And I know they're going to make billboards. And then I will request. I will find out who's in marketing, become their friend and request. Some of those billboards be put up in certain places.
Stop.
Near certain jobs.
Dude.
Near, you know, can you make, because this is my demographic over here. Now I have a heavy demographic over there. Like, can you make sure it's there? And then I know this person's going to be seen when they go into work, when they go to their mama house, when they go to the airport.
There's your
when they go,
fucking
she ready. She ready. And that shit is like, oh! Why did I fuck that up?
That is fucking iconic.
Let your success be their stress. Let me tell you like this. Nobody that's ever hurt me that I've slept with or been in a relationship with in any kind of way is more successful than me right now.
I think I could say the same.
And let's have a moment of silence for their fucked up lives. And that's all they fucking get. Period.
This episode is brought to you by Prime Video. I am a certified rom-com addict. I love watching movies and shows that are funny and cute and romantic and make me want to cuddle up to Matt, okay? And Prime Video feeds that addiction. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donald Glover, and Maya Erskine kind of love each other, kind of hate each other, and really love to rip each other's clothes off. Dare I say, better than the original. My Lady Jane, a hilarious, heartwarming, and sometimes steamy historical reimagining of the story of Lady Jane Grey. You can watch both of these and a whole lot more on Prime Video. You can also indulge in even more rom-com classics by adding channels like Max, Stars, and Paramount Plus. Prime Video, find your favorite flirty rom-coms all in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
I need to hear your POV on internet trolls. What is your relationship to like online hate? And like, how did it start in the beginning of your career to like, where is it now?
So my relationship with online hate, it's a love fest. It's a love hate relationship, yeah. Right? And I hate them and I think they love me because I don't know who you are. And they take the time out of their lives to talk about me, promote me, if you may. They may talk about how much they hate me or whatever, but you have to study me to hate me. And when she did this and when she did that and when she did, if you really didn't like me, why are you watching? Right?
And I always say, there's no difference between a hate view and a like view. It's a view. So, like, thank you. And half times, those are the people that are making you more money because they're watching three times. Like, really try to find the thing that you fucked up on.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, chill.
I think they're the best free publicist. They talk about you. They share that with their 14 to 5 followers. Sometimes they have 2,400. Ooh, 2,400 people you're introducing me to. Thank you. Appreciate that. Some people have fun with negativity, negative thoughts. You might, sometimes what I've learned is there's some guys out here that hate my guts because I inspire their girlfriend to do better. Because I inspire them to follow their dreams. And so they don't really hate me. They hate that I inspired this person that they had their thumb on to rise.
Dude, it's crazy because I would have loved if you had been at the table with me. I was at dinner the other night and a girl came up to me and she was like, yo, like, I'm at the dinner with my law firm. I don't want them to know I'm over here. But quickly, I was out with my boyfriend and his friend looked at me the other night and he goes, dude, I fucking hate Call Her Daddy. Like, I hate Alex Cooper. And she was like, why? And he was like, because she's made women so fucking confident.
Honey. That's an ego thing.
Have you ever had like a dating experience where you were like emasculating a man? I don't even need to ask you that. But like, you're like, what do you think? Like in meetings, but like, has it been hard to be like more successful at times than someone that you're potentially trying to date? Or like, do you just not date guys that like?
I've dated a guy who, you know, he's just an engineer. And I'm like, oh, cool. He's an engineer. He's making a good living. He's making six figures. Should be cool. Right. And then as I start, like, he's not used to the Hollywood life. He comes to L.A. to hang out with me. And he's seeing all these people say they love me. And he's like, why are these people saying they love you? Would you slept with all? He, in his mind, I must have slept with all these people. Because to him, somebody loving you means
you fucked them.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, I'm fucking and funny, I'm like, as shit. What?
I'm a personable person.
Yeah.
I make people laugh. People love to laugh. Like, yeah. That's all that. I mean, he was like, to the point where he's asked, like, these legendary actresses are like, oh, Tiffany, I love you. You my baby girl. Like, oh, so you sleeping with her too?
Like, I'm not her pussy. I'm, you're like, bro.
Her husband's standing right there. First of all. Second of all, I'm a gay man in a black woman's body, sir. So you got me all the way fucked up. I don't even want to have nothing to do with no vagina. Last time I ate some pussy is when I was born. I'm cool, okay? Now, if I get my heart broke two more motherfucking times, when I get to 50 dicks, bring on the pussy.
I honestly love that a lot. That's amazing. What are your thoughts on what's cancel culture right now?
Here's my thoughts on cancel culture. Nobody can cancel me but God. That'll be the day that I leave this planet. Okay, and everybody could be like, she's canceled, we'll never put her on TV. Fine, I'll be on the internet. Fine, I'll be on my website. They could try to shut the website down. Fine, I'll buy another one. And if you got a problem with that, fuck it. I'll be a street performer.
Yeah.
Like, I'll buy a building. I bought a house. I'll turn that house into a goddamn comedy club. And whoever is for me will be there.
Yeah, it's so true. It's like, who are people to think, like, you don't get to just cancel someone from the world?
But you can cancel a TV show. Somebody can cancel you from the world. They can murder you.
True. Yes. Yeah, so right?
But God has, all in whatever the timing is, right? It's all whatever. I get death threats all the time.
You do?
All the time, honey. Yeah, motherfuckers is mad. I'm telling you, they be mad. They be mad.
The anger. Like,
they be mad. I might remind them of somebody that did them some kind of, but I'm telling you, mostly they mad because I'm inspiring certain people to change their life, and when they elevate,
it doesn't work for them,
and it doesn't work, and I took something of theirs away when I don't even know that person, and so, you know, I'm prepared.
Yep.
For whatever. She ready.
Yeah, she's always ready.
She ready. Yep. But you know, it's like, you have to be. I don't even know why I'm talking about that.
No, I think it's interesting. No, I think that was. I actually really appreciate that. That's a great insight.
Girl, like, I'm getting hyped. Only God can cancel me.
Questions of the week is something I always do, answering people's questions. I don't know who the fuck gave me the authority to do this. I don't even know if my advice is good, but here we fucking are. Okay. Number one, help. I was told I was a 7 out of 10 in bed from the man who is supposed to be the love of my life. How do I take this? Can you imagine if your boyfriend was like, you're a set? That's a C. Isn't a C? That's a C minus. A 70%.
Yeah, that's like a B. No, yeah, that is a C. It is a C. And I mean,
okay.
I would be like, so here goes my thing.
Okay.
If a dude told me I was like a 7 out of 10 in bed, I would be like, okay, so first I would be thinking, does he lie to me a lot already?
Right.
How often does he lie to me? Is this a way to manipulate me to get freakier and do more? Is he trying to fuck with my ego right now? Which 9 times out of 10 he is.
Yeah.
And his next thing is probably going to try to get you to do a menage or something like that. And then try to say like, or he wants to watch porn with her. And when he's having sex, or he wants her to fuck him in the ass.
Something's going on.
Something
there's a motive
behind
that
he wants.
Yeah.
And that's why he's saying that. Or you really are a 7. Maybe you really are just laying there on your back and your pussy might be tight, but you're boring. Maybe he might be into like, and if I was her, I would say, oh, I'm a 7. Well, what's a 10 to you? What does a 10 do? Let me know what a 10 does for you. Because he might want a finger in his ass.
See, Tiffany, that was great. That was like a perfect answer. You're right. Look inward. Are you laying there? Are you like half dead when you're getting fucked?
First, yeah. Or are you always like, I just want to turn aside. Like, or is his dick so big that you don't want to move because it hurts?
Hurts.
And that's, I love to see now that I don't even fuck with big dicks. Like, like I like schmedium. Give me that schmedium.
Boyfriend dick. It's just like that perfect.
I need that schmedium because you're not finna have me out here with cervical cancer. Okay, you're not about to be beating up my cervix. And so when it be big like that, I do be on some like, look at that. When it be big like that, no.
Make it till you make it.
I will be like still, and like adjust, like twist, whatever. So you're not beating my cervix up. You want to? Are you trying to flip me and hit me in front of back? Now that you getting all this
in my stomach.
All this dick up into your fucking ribs, it feels like all your organs is finna come out your throat. That's not okay. That's when you gotta control. You gotta
and move. Duck and move.
No, you don't duck and move. No, you don't move. You don't fucking move. This might be making her to 7 because she's trying to protect her cervical health. Okay, he might have a big stupid dick. And she might be trying to protect herself. Straight up. So she got to learn to Kegel. Okay? Which will make your coochie tighter. And you can block it. You can block. It's like when you're trying to put something in your mouth and you stick your tongue up to block. Oh,
stop that shit.
You see that? The coochie is like a mouth. And then when you Kegel, it's a little part. If you feel in there, it feel like your tongue. Yeah. And you just block. And then he's hitting that part and he think he killing something.
But it's like you're protecting.
You protecting that cervix.
I feel like this is such a...
And then you got to know how to dip your hip. When you fuck with somebody with certain kind of dick, you got to learn how to adjust your hip so he not busting your ass.
Yeah, like you're throwing up because his dick is coming
yes,
out.
Yes, which has happened to me.
We really...
It tilted my whole goddamn uterus.
Stop.
Threw my chakras off. Honey.
And you knew in that moment?
I was vomiting like crazy.
Went
to the doctor. No, that motherfucker had to have at least 9. It had to be 9 to 10. He told me he had a big dick too. He told me, he was like, yeah, most women don't because my dick is so big and so fat. And I was like, boy, please, ain't no dick that big. Ain't no blah, blah, blah. Then he pulled his dick out. I was like, and I'm one of those shit talkers. I always back up what I say. So I was like, I'm finna.
You're like,
pussy stretch, I got this.
You're like, it's not even that big. What were you talking about? Meanwhile, you're like crying.
I'm fully crying. I'm like,
fuck.
He's like, you all right? You are? Yeah, yeah. I'm okay. That's how I get. Oh,
10 minutes later, Tiffany's in the hospital. Okay, so the moral of the story, we got a lot out of this. If you are so many women write in, like, what do I do with this big fucking thing? Kegel and stop.
Kegel,
and
stop.
And that will block.
You ride. You control it. You control the show. You hit it front of us. You get, like, I mean, I just don't even fuck with big dick. That's how you get UTIs and all that shit. Stop making these big dicks feel like they doing something.
Yeah.
No, they're dangerous.
It's a negative.
They always treat you bad, too. I ain't never met somebody with a big dick that was polite unless they was handicapped.
Oh.
They treat you with respect. I have never met a dude with a big old dick that was like always tentative, took care of you, looked out for you, all of that. No. Schmediums and extra smalls.
I have said that. I said small dicks for the win, not like baby, but like smaller dick on like the medium. Schmedium. Now he says medium side. Because that large shit is just, there's not a lot
they
of.
They pass your G-spot. G-spot's 3 inches in, bruh. Mine is anyways, 3 inches in.
I'm like, sir, you're literally at my belly button. My G-spot is like 9 inches down. Like,
just need the tip.
So maybe we should just tell guys with big dicks that are listening that are getting a little discouraged.
Yeah, well,
just
I don't give a fuck if they're discouraged. Fuck you and your big ass. Disrespectful dick out here giving bitches HPV and cervical cancer because you destroying people's goddamn reproductive organs.
Fuck
knocking
you.
Dents into it, tilting it. Now they gotta do massages and shit and meditate and yoga and all this to get their fucking uterus back off the tilt. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
I think we've really covered a lot in that one, dude.
Sorry.
No, I love it. The genuine like rage and just like emotion behind it shows like you've been there and you get it. You're a survivor.
All the big dicks always break my heart too. Fuck y'all.
Not just the pussy, but the heart.
Okay, I mean, no, I'm sorry. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
But keep your fucking fat dicks away from us.
Leave me alone. No, I like a fat one, not too long.
Right. Okay, go on. Okay, so are dad bods the new thing? Is it weird that I'm not fully into guys with washboard abs? I have been saying this, and I think you said this at some point. A man that has abs and is walking around with the perfect body,
I'm not into it. What do you do for a living? Why are you in the gym that much? I prefer a guy with like, not a full dad bod, but like a little bit of something else going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I like a little pooch in the belly.
Okay.
A little pooch. That's what I like to call the coochie bumper or the French tickler.
Right.
That's something you can, when you ride, and you can push his belly towards you and it keeps you in place. You won't slide off,
the
right?
The speed bump. Yeah,
yeah, like the speed
little...
bump. And it kind of pushes up against your stuff, against your pubic bump.
So it's like
bump. An extra. So it's like a nice...
It's an opportunity. It's an extra opportunity.
Guaranteed the bus.
So okay. So see,
if you know what you're doing.
That's true. Every man listening, if you have dad bod, you are now the new Brad
Pitt. And there's a reason why you a dad.
So true. Thank you. Okay. And all of you guys with your fucking six packs, start eating more and getting your cheeseburger.
Well, no, I ain't hating on a six pack. I ain't hating on it. That's nice to look at and lick on and everything.
Yeah,
but
sometimes then when you're fucking that, you're like, I don't want to see that. Like, get your six pack away from me.
I like to see it on a dad. But you ever seen like he could look a little bloated, but you still see the abs?
Still see the abs. That's
yes,
the perfect.
I like that. That's
that
sexy. It's like, oh, he got a doodoo or something. Like, he bloated his face. Is he on his period? But the mavs are still, but you still see the abs.
I kind of like that too. Okay. Yeah. How do I go about cuckolding with my boyfriend? I want to watch him fuck another girl.
What?
Cuckolding?
Cuckolding?
You want to watch your partner fuck another person in front of you. So like she would get turned on by what she's like, what the fuck? Watching, it's a thing, Tiff. It's real. I love how I just called you Tiff. I don't know you like Tiffany Haddish. It's a thing
you
where
can call me Tiff. I'm on some like, what kind of crazy bit? What have you been? How damaged is this girl? Why would you want to see the person? I'm sorry, I'm grabbing my titties.
She's bouncing her
titties. I am like,
she's like,
grabbing
why
my titties.
Do we need to?
Why would you want to? Why would you?
It's definitely something like guys are always like, there are some guys that are like, I want to watch my girl fucking another dude. And girls are like, I want to watch my guy.
Is that their way of being like, bisexual but not being bisexual? Like, are they participating in sex, or is it like,
no, a lot of times they'll literally be in the corner like jacking off by themselves.
Okay, so it's like they're imagining they're that person.
Maybe it's
another...
also the jealousy like gets them turned on or something. You're like, you're fucked up.
Nope. I would die. I would commit murder. I would be so, and if I heard him moan at all, like
you're
anything.
You're physically watching his dick in and out of this girl.
I would. You
couldn't.
It would be a problem.
I think.
It would be a full problem. When somebody says they want to watch that, I'm thinking they have sexual issues.
And they just want to let their boyfriend have
their,
his moment.
Or, yeah. They have sexual, like, let him have his moment, but I don't want to watch that. Okay. Like, if I was with a guy and he tells me, like, I need to fuck other people, that's what I'm into, a variety of pussies.
Right.
Okay,
open
cool.
Relationship.
You want to keep it open? Great, because I can get into a variety of
right.
dicks.
But you don't want to watch it.
But I don't want to watch it, and I don't want him watching me you get do. Fucked by somebody else. I don't need nobody stealing my fucking moves. If you watching me fuck, it's because you fucking me and we looking in the mirror.
Nobody
and if my dude said he wanted to watch another dude fuck me, I'd be like, okay, put on a wig, nigga. Let's get in this goddamn mirror and change your voice. Shave your beard off. Now another man is fucking me. Use your acting skills, goddamn it, because I'm not.
You're not into it.
Not
I
into
respect it.
I'm not into it. I'm telling you, that's how people end up in jail.
Oh, my.
This is okay. How you end up on Snapped.
Right. Yeah, that is actually could see that being. That would be a very good
This is why
though.
Relationships is toxic as fuck. I think that's people watching too much goddamn porn.
Yeah, they are.
They watching too much porn and they think that, oh, that'd be cool if I went, then you could be my porn star. And then you like all this hurt and anger, just all this shit comes up and you didn't even I didn't even know I felt this. Like, bitch, you're crazy. Why would you give yourself like that's like saying, okay, I'm gonna go. But we're going to go out here and we're going to kill cows. We got to cut the cow's throats. And you thinking like, yeah, I love beef. I could kill a cow. Fuck yeah. You ain't never seen nothing bleed before but yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you go out here and you try to cut this cow throat and then all this shit come up and you're like, I'm a murderer. What is wrong with me? Because you're not made for that shit.
But you know what? We've heard Tiffany is not into the cuckolding. To you, girlfriend listening, if you really still are like, Tiff you, but I still want to fucking do it.
Just tell him.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you
something. She's like, nope, I'm back for more.
Let me tell you something. I do a lot of comedy shows. A lot of times women be hitting on me with their husbands right there.
Yep.
And they say things like, I would love to watch my husband fuck you. And I say, bitch, is you crazy? What has he done to you? What is wrong with who hurt you? That's your husband. You want to share that? Not going to work for me, because if I fuck your husband, he going to be mine. And then they be like, what? I'm going to take him.
Are you opposed to threesomes then? Is that different?
Yeah, I don't want to do threesomes either unless it's me and two men.
Yep. Thank you.
And one got to be a little man and one a tall man, like a basketball player.
And then like
a circus worker or something. I don't know.
Like a jockey.
No, smaller than a jockey.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And
why
then them little hands massaging my feet while that big man throwing, yeah. And then just like the little one just rubbing me down while the big one, then the little one start doing it to me, and then he rubbing, then the big one rubbing me down like, I like hands.
Hands. Huh.
But I'm not sucking two dicks.
No. Mm-mm. That's a lot of work.
Only one dick will get sucked.
Yeah. That's now, exhausting.
If two dicks is getting sucked, they sucking each other.
Yeah, you're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, doing it. And I would watch that. I like watching gay men have sex, or straight men that have sex with each other, whatever you want to call it. I like watching that.
Right. Two dicks can get sucked. It just won't be by you. Exactly. You're going to take one. The rest they can figure out for themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Love that. Moment of silence for Tiffany's interpretation of cuckolding. Tiffany Haddish, you are an icon, and I am still in shock that I'm sitting on this couch with you.
Why am I icon?
Because you're hilarious. You're successful. You've got billboards. I want a billboard. Oh, wait. I'm forcing him to get me one. And now I'm going to put it in fucking New York, right where my ex is. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
They're
going to
love you.
Me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Daddy fucking gang, that is it for this week's episode. I feel so honored to have now been able to sit down with two unbelievably talented women kicking off this exclusive season right. And how fucking sweet, sweet, sweet and ironic that when I recorded this episode with Tiffany, she gave me a little pointer of how to live life specifically with regard to where to place your goddamn billboards. And it just so happens, folks, that this week, that caller daddy billboard was in fact placed in New York fucking city. You gotta fucking love it. Fuck you. Anyways, daddy gang, as I said in the beginning of this episode, get ready, motherfuckers, because the mini episode, the first mini episode, is coming out tomorrow. So you're getting a little double dip, a little double dose of Call Her Daddy this week. And as I always say, but I guess it's a little different this week, I will see you fuckers next Wednesday, but I'll see you all also tomorrow for a little mini episode. Bye, daddies.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, daddy gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.